couple of years ago, Windhorse Publications brought out a book by David Smith. And the book was called Record of an Awakening. And a very moving book by somebody who really had dedicated himself to meditation practice and was reporting very deeply uplifting, inspiring experience. A few weeks after it was published, I was walking around Cannon Hill Park in Birmingham with Banty. And Banty was saying he'd been getting a lot of mail from people. And one of the questions that kept on coming up was, is there enough meditation in the movement? People were asking. And he said, that's not the question at all. That's not the question that we should be asking. The question that we should be asking is, are you doing enough meditation? And I want just to finish off coming back to this point that the kleshas in the Buddha nature is the mind behaving in two ways, right? And that we have a choice between them. And it seems to me that the real implication of this sutra is that we're being asked to notice the quality of our mental states from moment to moment. We're being asked to notice when what we do, what we think, what we feel is expressing confusion and craving. And being asked to notice when what we do, what we think, what we feel is expressing awareness. And for spiritual practice to go anywhere, it's got to get off the cushion. And I don't mean in this in any mystical way at all, right? But right now, what's the quality of our mental states? In a sense, it's no big deal, right? It's not that on this side of the hall, we've got people with the good mental states, this side of the hall, people with the bad mental states, right? It's just starting to take awareness in there. What's the quality of our mental states and how do you start to shift? I was on a mindfulness retreat a couple of years ago. And one of the really productive suggestions that the meditation teacher made was that as you went about your day, you just noticed when your experience of egotism was strongest, right? And for me, it was the lunch queue, right? It was not in the meditation cushion at all. I'd be completely cool, completely open and spacious, and then the lunch bell would go and I would just feel my mind organise itself around getting there in time to make sure I got quite a big portion. And it was just really interesting catching that and just realising I could stay with that or I could drop it. And it was a very, very tangible experience of whenever you dropped it, you weren't left bereft, right? It was just suddenly you got to relax into something that actually fundamentally was more deeply meaningful than how much carrots you were going to get. You just relaxed into a bigger experience. And if we are going to get anywhere in our spiritual practice, what we're being asked for, it's not dramatic experience. I wish you some dramatic experience. Good luck. Enjoy. But critically, it's starting to notice that tightening up and the opening up and just encouraging, setting and train a move towards the opening up, right? A step. It doesn't have to be fast. Aeons, apparently, it takes. But you set up a direction towards the more aware, the more attentive, the more responsive. And so on. That's the crucial change that has to happen for our spiritual life, for us as a spiritual movement to have any vitality.